Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson evokes slavery in Us versus Them tirade about illegal shelters. By Warner Todd Houston on October 10, 2023. Democrat Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson delivered a bizarre rant shoehorning slavery and racism against black people into the discussion of the criticism he is facing from black Chicagoans for opening a growing list of shelters for illegals in their neighborhoods and for redirecting funds and services from black communities to serve the border crossers there. From the podium on Friday, Johnson attempted to misdirect criticism he faces from black Chicagoans for his efforts to house, feed, clothe, and give medical care for free to thousands of illegal aliens by trying to characterize critics as racists who don't love black people. "I'm doing my part to continue to make sure that Chicagoans who have been in this city, who have needed support, and particularly our black families. I know there has been a tremendous burden, particularly on black Chicago," he said adamantly. "I am fully aware of that. Yeah, I know where I live. Yeah, I know how many schools have been shut down in Austin, mental health clinics. Administration after administration has taken away from black people. Not mine." The mayor's claim is difficult to reconcile since he is taking heat for ordering city officials to shut down parks and field houses and shutting down services and programs in black communities to use those buildings and resources to house migrants. In just the last week, Johnson's administration was blasted by black residents in the West Side neighborhood of Galewood for shutting down their community park district field house and handing the facility over to the illegals. Chicagoans in the Austin neighborhood also met to protest the use of their field house for migrants, and the local neighborhood black youth football team rallied to protest over being tossed out of their practice facility in favor of illegals. The protests to close the Austin District's Amundsen Park Fieldhouse grew loud enough for Johnson to temporarily put the plans to redirect the facility to migrants on hold late Monday. Despite the criticism, Johnson went on with his disjointed tirade in an attempt to soften criticism among black communities over his plans to house migrants among them. "And I want to make this point very clear, as well," he said from the podium. "We're trying to make sure that migrants are not on floors. So, when individuals say that black folks want what migrants want, it's not true. It's not. Black folks want what they deserve," he said without explaining what that even means. "Watch, immigrants make camp, scatter belongings in trash and police stations around Chicago." Johnson then tried to cajole his audience into thinking he was prioritizing the black community and evoked slavery and racism to try and shame critics. He growled. "And to compare the needs of black people to individuals who are being forced out of their countries because of bad foreign policy who are living on floors. Comparing the conditions in which descendants of slaves have had to endure to migrants who are sleeping on floors. I question how much you actually care and love about black people and understand their conditions. Of course, few of the millions of migrants pouring across the border thanks to Joe Biden's failed immigration policies are fleeing their homes because of oppression or dangerous conditions. Most are simply economic migrants hoping to earn more money in the U.S. and eager to take advantage of the freebies they imagine they will receive once getting to the USA. Freebies that Johnson is, indeed, supplying, and to the detriment of the black neighborhoods in his city." Exclusive: 2,000 migrants cross into Texas border by early afternoon. At least 1,500 more expected. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.